In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to read these words again from the first lesson from the third chapter of Zephaniah. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. God singing over us, over our fallen world? How is that possible with so much conflict going on in our lives, our world, our country today? All that conflict that causes so much anxiety and worry. Open up the evening newspaper, watch the evening news, and immediately you find yourself uttering anything other than joyful songs. Coming out of our mouths instead are worry-filled questions such as, when is all of the uncertainty going to end? Will we be able to survive financially if our government leaders allow us to go over the financial cliff? When and where will terrorists strike next? Will it be in our country, in our city? What purpose does any one of us serve in the midst of this swelling population on the face of our globe? Yes, in all the chaos around us, where is peace and joy to be found? This season of Advent, as it draws us closer to the Prince of Peace, whose birth we soon celebrate, should help us answer those questions. And yet I must quickly add that the celebration of our Lord's birth will not take us out of the real world. Rather, as we approach the Christ of Christmas, or better yet, as he approaches us, we must learn how to face and deal with the anxieties of life in a radically redefined way. Yes, this is the time that we must allow Christ our Lord to help us walk through all of the reality of the world around us, both good and bad. This is the time to learn from him on how to face and deal with the anxieties of life with hope and joy rather than sorrow and despair. And that's a lesson God was teaching the people of Israel in the Old Testament lesson, our text for today. That theme of joy, in fact, is highlighted from the very beginning of that lesson when Zephaniah writes, "Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem." And why? God is celebrating his gifts to you. God takes great delight in you, Zephaniah is saying to Israel. And how is he doing this? He's singing. He's rejoicing over Israel with singing. And today our God is doing that same for us, and in a special way for those of you whose anniversaries we are recognizing. Yes, he's singing over you, and so are we. Yes, thanking him for who you are, for his gifts to you, gifts you've used for him and the church for 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, and 60 years. And his singing obviously outdoes all of the great singing that regularly goes on in these chapel services. Just think about that for a moment. You are the cause for the eternal God to rejoice. All of us are. How humble that should make us. Just think, the God who rules the universe is here right now, singing his songs of praise right along with us and over us. Surprised? We shouldn't be. Is not singing what we Christian people are all about? I still remember a woman who a number of years ago came to the church where I was serving. She had never been to a Christian worship service before in her life. What struck her the most? "You sing so much," she said. Exactly. So why should we ever be surprised that our God wants to sing with us and over us? Why should we be surprised that he wants to be a part of our lives? He's wanted that since the beginning of time. That's why he created us in the first place. He wants nothing other than to make us into his people, a faithful people, a trusting people to whom he can pour out all of his gifts, a loving people who will answer his love with our own love for him. Yes, what a great blessing it is to know that because of the forgiveness that God offers us in Christ, the time is coming when he will right this world's wrongs and restore it to what it should be. Yes, it is because he died and rose again for us that his war against us is over and our sins are forgiven. It's because he died and rose again that the final day of judgment will mean life, not death, for us. And what a great day it will be. It will be a day the like of which you and I cannot imagine. All the saints will be shouting for joy, and that includes you and me. The stars of heaven will be singing together. And believe it or not, the celebration has already started. For Christ has come. He's in our midst. He's rejoicing over us with singing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We rise for prayer.